approach you this morning, Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, for keeping us, Father, for taking care of us, watching over us, Lord God. Different people, Father, had errands, Father, went to different places during the week, Lord. And Father, sometimes we take it for granted, Lord. But when you look at it, Father, we realize, Father, it is thy heart, Lord, that we are safe and sound this morning, Lord. Our hearts, Father, are full of thanks to you, Father, for what you've done physically to us, Lord. Even feeding us, Lord, when we realize, Father, that there are thousands and thousands, Lord God, who are dying of hunger, Lord. And Father, you've given us plenty, Lord. Those seems and looks like they're small things, Lord. But when you go out there, Father, and see those things, Father, you realize, Lord, how gracious thou art to us, Lord. Father, more than that, Lord, you've chosen us, Lord, to be partakers of this revelation, Lord God. And that's a great thing, Lord God. We don't have words, Father, to thank you, Father, for that, Lord. Because that shows love, how much, Father, you love us, how much, Father, you think of us, Lord God. We are yours, Lord God, and you love us so much, Lord. We are so thankful for that. And as your children gather the way you are gathered, Lord, sometimes we have needs, Lord, and Father, as small children come to their dad, Lord, and have this, like that, Lord, sometimes it seems childish, Lord, to the Father, because they are children, Lord. So are we to you, Father. Sometimes we come with needs that sounds like childish, Lord. But where else, Father, do we go? And you are our Father, Father. We go to come to you and cry as little children. We pray that you meet those needs. And those needs that you don't think is right to meet, Lord, let your children have comfort in their hearts, Father. The Lord, you take care of them. That you're in charge of things, Lord God. Let the comfort go to the hearts of the people, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, we come in this service, Father. Thank you for what has been happening here in this pulpit, Lord. We've been feeding from you. Now, Lord, I commit this pulpit to you once again this morning, Lord, that we people, your children, Lord, can feed from it once again, Lord. Speak, we pray thee, Lord, to the hearts of the people. We commit ourselves to you now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. And you can get seated, brothers. Thank you. I missed this morning a text from Joe, and they didn't put him to work again. And he's also feeling he doesn't like it that they put him to work again this morning. He's working. He sent me a message this morning. He's also talking to, there's another guy we've been talking to, and he told me he talked to him, and and how great this is, and he's been in it. I've been talking to him, to that guy, and they wanted to come. They called him to work that day. So Joe is talking to him. He told me this morning he's talking to him, and I said and encouraging him. And he said, "Brother Eric needs this." That's what Joe told me this morning. So we believe that the devil is just bringing this now and then for them, but the heart wants it. And one of the things that we need to pray for them when they want to come and these things happen. We need to pray for them, because the prophet said when you before you declare war against you've taken side of Christ. Before, the devil was there, but he didn't mind. You're in his side. That's okay. But what really takes him to work is when you declare I've gone to this other side. You become his enemy. And all the guns now from hell are trailed on you. You understand what I mean? So, so unless God comes and helps you, this is not a very good story. But I remember when I just remembered it. When I became a Christian, maybe I not have married Mama Bill, but there's another girl that I really wanted, and she didn't want me. And I just left her because she doesn't want me. And now, after I become a Christian like 3-4 days, now she's coming full throttle. She wants me. And I had gone away from those things. I didn't want that. But she now, and before I wanted that, she didn't want me. Just an example. It's not a good example. But that's exactly right. That's exactly right. When you declare this, the whole world of the devil, and the devil knows it. The devil knows it. So he gets his soldiers and everything, and every gun is trained on you. You get things that you could not have gotten. You got temptations that you could not have gotten. You are already there. Now you're on this side. The whole hell is on you. And the only thing you can do, and I told Joe the last time that we had a talk in the break room, I told him, it's like a baby walking. When you start walking, you really despair because you're walking and falling. Or like when you're teaching yourself to ride a bike, if you don't get encouraged, you can, because every time you ride, you fall. It is not straight. It's not going. I mean, like, it's so hard. But it's not you who can help yourself. I told Joe like that. You can't help it. The only thing is just be, try to read the word and be in this word and try to be in God. That's all. That's all you try to do. But if you try to do good, you get despaired. You cannot do it. But the Lord can do it. The Lord can do it. The Lord is faithful. He who started this work can finish it. He can take you to himself and save you completely. Praise be to God. And take those desires of the things away from you completely. But not you. Whenever you try it, you cannot do it because you're trying. You're doing it yourself. Just give yourself to him. Just give yourself to him. He'll do it. And that's not only to those people who are coming in. Even us, is God who can do those good works in us. Not us. We can't be able to do it. Now, I've been away, looks like, but Sister Esther, I've not seen her for a long time, and I've missed you. If people don't know, something gets into us that, you know, if you don't see a sister, a brother for some time, it's like we become family. If you don't see them for some time, you feel like you're missing them because you love them. I want to come to these scriptures. There are quotes that are mixed up. They're kind of mixed up. This is saying this, and then the next one is saying this, like that. But maybe if you go and read them later, they might not make sense the way they're organized. But I'll try to make them make some sense. I was supposed to preach at night. I didn't because they went to Muranga. So I thought I'm not going to preach just to some few people. So most of them went to Muranga from Monya Church, from Dika Church. They went to Muranga. They went to Moriah's house. They have church there at Brother Moriah's house. Brother Moriah is badly off, and they went to have church there because the sisters are at home, his wives are at home, and they don't go to church much. So they went to be with them, and they encourage them. So somebody else was to take the service there. So I didn't preach in the church last night. But sometimes they give me greetings, and when I don't preach, I don't give those greetings. But whenever I preach, just know that they greeted you, and they love you, and they're with us. They also listen to us, also listen to the service, and it's been a blessing to them. It's been a blessing to them. Now, let's go to the scriptures. This is a very interesting scripture. This is a very interesting scripture. Because people take it and take it differently. I'm just trying to say what I've seen the prophet say about this scripture. Because there are very, very many quotes talking about just that scripture. That's from verse 22 to 24. Very, very many quotes of the prophet. You cannot bring them all. They talk about different things. Every statement here has many, 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 many quotes. So I may not bring everything, but I'll give you a picture of what it was. Now, and the Lord God said, "Behold, the man is become as one of us." That's a quote that I had a big problem with it. I talked to John about that, and Sister Rod, I talked to them. I don't know whether you remember that. I said, I don't understand that. Behold, a man has become just one of us, like one of us, to know good and evil. And Don explained to me a bit, and I really got it. Maybe not as much as Don has it, but I got it. That good and evil, God knew it. God knew there was good and evil. God knew it. Adam didn't. Adam only, all he knew was life. That is good. And this Satan, the problem with the devil is that he has so much good. It's good and evil. It's not just bad. It's good and evil. That's the problem. And that's denominations. You cannot say they don't pray to God. You cannot say they don't worship. They worship. They are God. They have the Bible. They read the Bible. They worship. They stand up and worship very well. But the problem with them is there is also some evil in it. And the problem in this age is that evil is, praise be God, is only 0.0001%. The rest of it is just good, 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 good. But as soon as that 0.00% then the whole thing is the devil. It's called the devil. It's Satan himself. That's why we cannot have nothing else except 100% word. Adam did not know nothing else except life. And that's why I don't know why we would put him in any other category except God. He did nothing. He only knew one thing, and that's life. I don't know why he was like that. And then we can say he was not eternal. Or we can say he was not God. Or we can say all these things that we say. I don't see how we can say that. Because that's why he was God. He didn't know nothing else except one thing, life. He had according to the prophet, he had eternal life. Now, the problem again is when you don't understand, because we've got to understand these things, Medicine. When we talk about eternal life, we are not talking about a life that you have yesterday, today, and then you have tomorrow. We're talking about eternal life. We are talking about you have it, and you'll have it. That's what we're talking about. There's no time you didn't have it. There's no time Adam did not have eternal life. Listen, because now you're going to say, Adam died. Praise be to God. That did not stop him being eternal. That did not stop him. The only thing that happened was his body dropped. And the prophet said, the agreement was, you eat thereof, that day you die. That day you die. And he says, that's why he didn't come to 1,000 years one day. He died before 1,000 years were over. He died the same day. What died? He dropped, this body dropped back to the ground. That was a promise. It was not, that did not stop him from being eternal. Otherwise, there's no need of being eternal. There's no need of God saying that you're eternal. What is the need of that? If one time you not be there. If we have these principles given by the prophet, the language of the prophet, we will never make a denomination. We'll just go by that. Praise be to God. It's very important to keep those words, those terminologies right. Every time, and sometimes it doesn't mean what he might use it, not the way it is used by English dictionary.
We forget everything else. We come by what he means. What he says the meaning is, we go by that. There's something that is called a jargon. Every profession has their jargon. There's a jargon in building. There's a jargon in law. There's a jargon in economics. There's jargon in everywhere. There's a jargon in astronauts. There's a jargon, a language used by those people. But sometimes don't agree with another. There's a language in medicine. There's a language of the message of the hour. No good and evil. And now let him put forth his hand and take also of the tree of the tree of life and eat and live forever. In other words, now if he goes back, now this is the question that I used to each other as well. Because there's a lot of things about eating the tree of life. I said here last time that I was studying here, not last time, but maybe 2-3 times ago that I was studying here, I said, I may not be able to say that Adam ate the tree of life. That time I wouldn't, but now I would say he ate the tree of life. Adam was eating the tree of life. I'll bring it, not today, but I'll bring it. Adam was eating the tree of life. Brother, there's no way that you can have eternal life without eating that tree of life. There's no way. The only way you can have anybody to have eternal life is for him to eat that tree of life. And Adam had eternal life in him. What was he eating? There's no way for him to be eternal if he was not eating that tree. What is the tree of life? I'm bringing that. That's my topic today. What is the tree of life? I'm just going to touch that. I'm going to touch on those things. Just that. What was the tree of life? Tree of life was the prophet is going to say very well, is Jesus Christ. Why do you think Jesus Christ was not in the Garden of Eden? Why do you think Jesus came 4,000 years ago? The promise is he was in the Garden of Eden. What form was he? I'm going to read some quotes on that. So Adam was, and the problem is sometimes we want to think like it was a mango tree. Let your minds not think like that. It was not a mango tree. It was not an apple tree. It was not like that. It was Jesus Christ. When you take it like it was a mango tree, and the Garden of Eden was like somewhere that was fenced off, and at the center there was a mango tree that Adam was not. Adam was just looking at it. He was allowed to go and look at it and not touch it. Then you are getting it all wrong, brothers. It was not a tree. The prophet interprets it. Why is it called a tree? God knows. And there are quotes also to tell you why. Praise be to God. But what was it? It was God. It was Jesus Christ. But it was Jesus Christ. Who was Jesus Christ? He was God. Now another problem we have is three gods in our heads. We have two gods. We think there's Jesus. What was it? In other words, God was in the Garden of Eden. God was in the Garden of Eden. And they were allowed to eat him. Now my question is, look at the scripture. Look at that scripture very well, and you answer this question. Whoever you are listening in, answer this question for me. Answer this question for me. Kindly, tell me, why is the tree of life being guarded now? Answer that question for me. Why is it being guarded now? They are told, if it's not guarded, they're going to eat it. Before it was not guarded, and they were not eating it. Why is it not guarded? There's no need of guard. Can you get my point? Can you get my point? There's no need of guarding this tree of life. They were not eating it. Why guard it? God feared that they would eat it. That's why they're guarding it. That's why God is guarding it. That they don't eat it now. Until it becomes fresh. Adam and Eve, you cannot eat it until it becomes fresh. And because I know you can eat it, I'm going to guard it. And I'm going to bring a sword here. A flashing sword of fire. So that you, Adam and Eve, cannot come back here and eat it, because I know you can eat it. Why is he doing all that? They were there, they were not eating it. Why now think that they can eat it? I would like you to answer me that. He could have just left it like that if they were not eating. But they were eating it, and they're going to continue eating it. And that's why, because now you've done that, and you cannot continue eating it now that you've done that. I'm going to shield it now. Until redemption is over. Until I come and redeem you, bring you back the right way. Because the right way was to bring you back the right way. Redemption. All right. And take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Now listen. Now, this is the same idea that Nimrod had. Nimrod and Cush. They decided to make, what do you call that? What, the Nimrod and Cush. The ark. The Tower of Babel. They decided, we are going to make the Tower of Babel. And we are going to go to God. We are going to go to God without repenting. God wants us to repent our sins and God. We are not going to do that. We are going to go to God without all that rules that God gives. We're going to go to God. And God came and crushed that with their tongues. That's exactly right. In the same case, you are going to come not through my way, not through the blood, not through the atonement. You, Adam and Eve, you're going to come and eat again. You're going to come back to God. Not in the provided way of God. You got to wait until I provide you a way to come back to eat this tree that you've been eating. Now stop eating it. You're also going to look at what eating is. Eating is not a fruit. It's not an apple. It's not a mango. It was not like that. What was it? You think about that. Don brought some things here and wrote on the blackboard about communing and things like that. The prophet says they communed. The prophet in the book called Communion, the two communions, he says, what, and very many other books, he says, what is eating? Is partake. Like when you were taking bread in the communion. Is that it? He says, what is that? He says, that was communion. What is communion? He says, it's to communicate. What is to communicate? It's to fellowship. That's the meaning of the word, eating. In other words, were they fellowshipping with God or not? Were they fellowshipping with this tree of life? You got to know what is the tree of life? It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. It's God. Is that right, brothers? It's God. Now the question is, were they fellowshipping? Were they communing? Were they communicating? Were they fellowshipping with God? Were they? Because when you bring the technology eating, and eating. You are talking now like you don't know what eating is. By the message terminologies. Not by whatever. The dictionary says eating is taking your food and eat it. Is that's what it means. You're now taking us to the dictionary meaning of the word eating. That's not the kind of eating that God was talking about. He was talking about eating God. Were they eating God in the Garden of Eden? Were they eating the tree of life in the garden of it? Were they fellowshipping with it? Were they partaking of God? Were they? That's a question to ask yourself. Were they? Then now you find a flood of quotes. They fellowshipped. They were one with God. They were God themselves. They were inside the cherubims. It's a flood. But when you seek yourself one thing, eat. Not bring the meaning of it. Brother, you might you might end up thinking that it was a mango tree. Or an apple tree. You might end up like that. It's not a mango tree. It's not an apple tree. It was God himself. And I'm also going to read some quotes here. What state was God in that time? What state was he? Was he afraid in the flesh? Was he a spirit? Was he what? What was he? And that's it. This is not, brother, let me say something. If you want this message to be so difficult that nobody can get it, you can make it. But if you come simple as the prophet was, that's why all the education that Moses had, to bring that word from God in simplicity, he had to take all that, crush it, and take it in the desert and leave it there. When he came for Paul, with all his education, to bring it in a way that God wants it to the people, he had to crush all that education. If you don't crush yours, it will come to a place where the only thing you make is a big, big denomination, brothers. That's the right. Don't crush all your intellect. Crush all you know. Come simply. God, I'm empty. Show me the way. And with only one motive. I'm not talking about talking. I'm not talking about claims. You can claim anything. The bishop claimed they are serving God. Everybody, the pastors over here. You go to any church, they are serving God. Even when they're saying Mary, Mother of Jesus, they are serving God. They claim they are serving God. But their action speak louder and they say, it's not serving that God. The God of the word. Exactly. But I don't, it doesn't matter how much you claim. I'm serving God, I'm doing this. Let's see your life. Let's see what you're doing. Is it according to the way God said you do it? You can claim anything. I told you one time we had a talk or an argument with some brothers. And this brother came up with the idea that you have this packet that is called unga in Kenya. It's called unga. Is it an unga? Unga is unga is flour, like for making bread. Is that right? For making bread. You have that packet. It's written there. We cannot talk that I have it. And we are arguing. Mendocino, you don't have it. And you're showing me I have it. Can you see here? It's written unga. It's written, what do you call here? What do you call it? What company is here that make flour? Flour. Can you see? It's flour. It has unga in it. It's in it. And we can argue all day. But brother, he told me, let's do this. Let's see who has unga. Let's see who has flour. Let's make unga. Let's make bread. If you don't have it, it's on a, you're not going to make bread. It's just a claim. Let's not have claims of being Christians, brother. Let our lives say it. And let's not be defensive. Let's not be, you know, I cannot do this. I don't want to do this. No. Let's leave Christ. Let's leave this word. Let's just leave it. I didn't thank my wife. For whatever reason, you are ministers. Every one of you is a minister. Sister Rhoda, you are a minister. You are, every one of us is a minister. Wherever you go with that dress, when everybody is in the beach, in the heat of the day, and you have that dress hanging down like that, so long, not some people wondering, how are you? You are crazy. How are you in that case? You are minister. There's some spirits that you're ministering to, brother, sister. For what? I don't know. They'll start in the day of judgment. If they don't come to that. You say, do they ask them questions? Do they know? I don't care whether they know. But I should start something in them. Why? 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 Why is that sister like that? Why? Is it somewhere in the Bible? Is it somewhere? That will start in the day of judgment, yes, sir. We don't only preach for people to come to Christ, but we preach that they know that there's truth. If it doesn't take you to Christ, it will take you to judgment.
Thanks a lot.
Our lives preach louder. Our actions speak louder. When I went to flowers, people started asking, are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? Now I'm hearing somebody, a very new person came in. I understand that you're a minister. I told her, I don't call myself that. I just call myself somebody who tries to do something for God. I don't know those names like that. I know those names. I don't know that. But I do something for God. If you preach, you are minister. I said, that's true. I said, that's true. They've done all sorts of talking. But before then, it's my wife. It's a big name there. A big name. Somebody. And nobody. Everybody wears trousers or shorts. Even women wear trousers or shorts. There's a woman here. There's a girl here. A very young girl. Who does not wear trousers? And it doesn't matter where she's going to be fired. It doesn't matter. If they want her like that, it's going on like that. And she was the only one in the whole factory. You see, that's no service to God. Medicine here. You think that's no service to God? When you walk in the beach with Michael, like that. That's a ministry. You are saying that's a statement. That's a statement you have to put it out to somebody. Yes. With your hair hanging and disturbing your faces when they are cutting it. That's a system. We are serving God somehow. You don't need to come here with the quotes, no. I have service, enough service to the Lord. Praise be to God. So now, let me come here. I need to finish this. There are not very many quotes, but I'll try to finish them. Okay. Therefore, had and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Paragraph 23. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden. Adam was sent away from the Garden of Eden. Now, that's another statement. Now, where did he go? Where was this Garden of Eden? And you just look, it's between, according to the Bible, it's between the river called Gradel, something like that, but they say that the side of Greece and Euphrates, and the other side is Pishon, the other side is Gihon or something like that, and that the Eden was there. That's how describe it. You think it was something that surrounded with a fence like that, and that's where Eden was. Brother, listen, this is the language of God. And it was simple that God. Now, let's take another scripture. And Cain went from the presence of the Lord. Let's take that. And Cain went from where do you think he went and hid somewhere? That God was not. It's not a place. It's not a place. He went from where they had some fellowship or some kind of connection with God where they were talking. He said, God. Now, from here, you can be just 2 meters away, but you have nothing with God. That's why he says, when he comes, he will take one, sleeping in the same bed. He will take one and leave one. You'll be walking to the grading place, to the grading for your bags. He will take one and leave one. That does not mean that I'll take one and you don't see him again. And this one, you see him. Going to the, or sleeping, Don and Rhoda, they're sleeping there. He takes Rhoda and he's Don. And you think now Rhoda wakes up and he doesn't see Don. It's not like that. It's not like that. He takes you. You have fellowship. He opens for you. You are together. He opens for you. You become one with him and he doesn't do this other one. They were taken from the presence of the Lord. The fellowship stopped. The oneness was there. He would go. The prophet said, Adam would go and lay on and then, Daddy, I want this. But it was like a baby. Whatever he wanted was there. No, I don't want Appalachian Mountains here. I don't want, where do you want them? See it. And he said, no, Appalachian Mountains should be come to Lincoln. And the thing, he was a baby to God. Oh, that was lost. All that was gone. He knew God. He knew God. He had the revelation of God. He knew who he was. You say, Adam, no, no. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? But Adam didn't know. Adam knew he was a son of God. The prophet is going to say, in very many quotes, or maybe two that I know of, the prophet is going to say, when Jesus went to heal the sick, he recognized, he knew who he was. That's why he commanded the devil, get out of her! Get out of him! He knew who he was. So, Adam knew who he was. That's why everything was. Adam knew who he was. He was the son of God. How can he? Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry, my mouth does not hold. I'm sorry. How can he be God when he doesn't know who he was? How can he be God? And did you know something else, brothers? Every time the prophet says, not every time, but several times when he says, and Adam was God, then he says something. And then he says something. He follows it with something. He says, that cannot be wrong. Because they called those who the word of God came to gods. He says, why is it wrong for me to call myself a son of God? Because the argument with the Pharisees was he was calling himself a son of God. And they know, the Pharisees and the Jews knew, when you call yourself a son of God, you are telling us you are God. So he was accused of calling himself God because he's calling himself a son of God. You don't need to call Adam God. You need just call him a son of God, and that makes him God. There's a quote that Don read here on Sunday, and even Dad has read it here, maybe 2-3 times in this pulpit. I've also read it. But Adam was a descendant of God, and I have another one now. Adam was a descendant of God, and you take after your parents. You take after your parents. So if you're my son, you're me. You're the son of God, you're God. Now, another thing that has really been a... And brothers, can I tell you something? And I'm sorry, brother, forgive me for this, because I'm really disappointed. I'm sorry to say this before you, brothers and sisters. Now, today we don't have a guest, and I know it's going forth. But brother, I'm disappointed. I was really disappointed. Because there was a lot of things. And I'm sorry, brothers. Just forgive me, because it's coming to my head. Let me just say it. And it's really put... Brother, I really got disturbed. Because I trust people. I trust you, brothers. I trust sisters and brothers. But now there was a question that I said that Adam was God. I said, okay. It is not me who said it. It is the prophet. And they put it there. I've never seen anybody come and say, that's my disappointment. And there was a lot of noise that I said Adam was God. Then I say, yes, he was God. Maybe I don't know whether he was God or not. I don't know. But the prophet said he was God. I don't know. Let's look at it. Just word for word, not interpreting. I thought somebody would come and say, okay, I'm sorry, I thought it wasn't. He died there. He didn't say nothing. What is humility? Be humble yourself. What is humility? What is humility? Humility is when you discover this is what God wants. And all this, and I've been following this, you take what God, no matter what people are going to take. What is humility? The prophet is here, and he lied to those, you remember those people, those economics, those people, tax people, those lawyers, they were on the prophet so much. And now here, yes, this is what he wanted to do. And he lied. According to God, he lied. If you look at it, it might look like he did not lie. But it's a lie before God. And he was wondering, how are they going to take me? He humbled himself and went there. Humbly and said, I was there when you called. I was on the phone when you called. I was there before the phone. And I ran out. That's humility, brothers. From there, you're going to be looked down. And he said, he thought he'd be looked down by those people. Because you're nothing now. He humbled himself to that, to the truth. And he said, this is it. Can we help ourselves when we say this? Or you think you can we help? Can we help ourselves when you say the truth and say, this is it? It made my church in Dika completely go. Somebody that was my tithe payer. Nobody was paying tithe except maybe one down there, some 20 shillings here. And I didn't have a job. The only person who was helping me was Brother Wandaka. Maybe he's listening in. He was a real brother. But when this revelation came, brother, I could not do nothing. What can I do now? I said, this is it. This is it. Forgive me, but this is it. They tried everything. I said, there's nothing I can do. This is it. They all went away from me, but I cannot leave it. This is it. Can we come to a place where, when we see this truth, Brother Don, come like this always, and you people come like this, always before God. Please, kindly. Let's lay our understanding. Let's lay our, what do you call that? Our being what we are. We are no big people like ministers like that. Let's lay it aside. Let's lay everything else. And come to this. This is the only thing that is real, that is true. Not me. Not me, not you. This. I can be wrong, but this cannot be wrong. You can be wrong, but this cannot be wrong. Let's shed everything away. Let's come to this. Let's have no other motive. If you are Christian, I'm a minister to the souls. Yes. If you are Christian, don't have any other motive except this. You want glory to go to God. If you want anything else, that's where your road and God's road goes. Don't get together no more. You've got to come to a place where you humble yourself. You say, is it? Whatever God, you didn't fit with me. I'm going to go that way. You got to come back to that. There's a way that the head of man thinks it is right. And it's the way of getting lost. There's no any other, you got to come to this. All right. Now let's come to this. Therefore, the Lord God sent him from the Garden of Eden to the ground whence he came from where he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed the east of the Garden of Eden, cherubims. Now, I said this, and it sounds like maybe I've not. And I really wanted to bring this today. I don't know how I came to this now. What I'm bringing, because I thought I'm gonna bring the cherubims. What are these cherubims? What are these cherubims? Listen very carefully. Sister Esther, listen to this. Cherubims, whenever you see them, cherubims are the greatest angels that serve God. They are the angels that are nearest to God. They are the ones who take the prayers of people and take them to God. The prophet says, and I'm going to give you a clue. If you want that, I can post it on the book God. Because there's one, maybe about 5 or 6 paragraphs in the book called The Revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, Part 3. There's that. And there is like 5 paragraphs, and I can post it. The prophet equating that with what Ezekiel. So you remember Ezekiel? But Ezekiel also mentioned about them, about the four beasts in Ezekiel 1. He mentioned about them. And then he comes to the book called to Isaiah. You remember Isaiah when the king died and Isaiah was taken before God. You remember that? And there were cherubims with the prophet in the book called Paradox. Inference. There are several inferences, about 5 of them. But every one of them, he talks about Isaiah. And how he had, those angels had wings. Those are the cherubims that had wings one for here, one for here, one for here, or something like that. And he describes those cherubims very, very well. Now read that, and the prophet is going to tell you, those are the same pair of cherubims that are here. And he says, the first time they were mentioned was in Genesis. These are the cherubims. Those cherubims that were put there. And these cherubims, listen very carefully. If you are noting it, note it down. Those first cherubims are the same cherubims that are going to open the seals. You remember the seals that was four animals there, and the prophet says they are not animals. He says they are there. He uses the word I don't remember. I think it's in the Greek. He says therion. He says they are creatures. They are living. They are not. He says according to that word Greek, they are not like. Statues, and they are not like lion. They are not wild animals. They are living creatures. He says, they are living creatures. What are they? The prophet says, they are cherubims. He says, they are the same things that Isaiah was seeing. I hope you understand that. I hope you get it. Just write it down if you have any. And I'm gonna bring that quote so that you understand what I mean. I'm gonna post it on the fellowship. I'm gonna post it today or tomorrow. Sometimes I'm gonna post it. It's the same. Those cherubims, you remember there was a lion. How many remembers when the seals were opened? There was a lion, is that right? There was a lion, was it? And then there was, you remember that, brother? Four. There was a lion, and there was a calf, the head of a calf, is that right? And there was the head of a man, is that right? And there was the head, there was a flying eagle, is that right? All that four, there were cherubims. Those were the cherubims surrounding, it says surrounding this tree of life. Those were the cherubims. Now, there's another thing I want to say there, Brother John. And forgive me, brothers. Now, who is Jesus Christ? Who is the tree of life? It's Jesus Christ, is that right? Now, what is the book of life? Say Jesus Christ. The prophet says it's Jesus Christ. What is the book of redemption sealed with the seven seals? Jesus Christ. What is the tree of life? Jesus Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's the same thing. Now let's go ahead. What is the tree of life? Jesus Christ. What is the book of redemption? Jesus Christ. What is the book of life? Jesus Christ. What is the Bible? Jesus Christ. Is that right? What is Jesus Christ? Is that right? Or is there a Jesus, which is the tree of life? Another Jesus Christ, which is the book of life? Another Jesus Christ, which is the book sealed in the seven seals? Are there all these Jesuses? No, it is one and the same person. Amen. Praise be to God. So if you hear that this book was sealed before the foundation of the world, are you? Are you confused by that? Praise be to God. This book was sealed before the foundation. The book of redemption, which is Jesus Christ, was sealed before the foundation of the world. Are you confused with that? The same God, the same prophet says that Jesus Christ, the lamp, was slain before the foundation of the world. Is that right? Do you know who the lamp was? Who was the lamp? Jesus Christ, is that right? He was slain before the foundation of the world. Is that right? But the same prophet is going to say, the lamp, God took 4,000 years to make the first masterpiece, which is the lamp. Is that right? Which is Jesus Christ, is that right? 4,000 years. He says in another quote, Jesus Christ was crucified or was slain, 2,000 years ago. So we know Jesus Christ that was actually slain 2,000 years ago and crucified on the cross, that was the lamp that was slain before the foundation of the world. What is the meaning of the foundation of the world? Because that would be another confusion. Brother, we got to get these terminologies. I don't know why it stopped me. I don't say it's God because I don't know what stopped me. It could be my laziness, I don't know. Because I wanted to come with these terminologies. It could be my laziness, I don't know. Or my fear. You know, we are also human beings, we fear. When the war comes, you want to back up a bit. You're like, okay, I don't know that. You know, sometimes maybe it's that, or maybe it's God. I don't know. But I don't know why I stopped those terminologies. Before the foundation of the Lord means this. Mark it down. Mark it down somewhere. And ask me questions on that. Whoever is listening, if you think it's not true, before the foundation of the world means it was in the minds of God. The crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ was in the minds of God. I was in the minds of God. You are in the minds of God. Every son, every daughter of God was in the minds of God. Before there was a speck of us, there was a speck of that. What was it? It was in the minds of God. All these things are playing out. They were in the minds of God. So the book of redemption, listen, the book of redemption was sealed before the foundation of the Lord, of the world. You understand that now? Now, at the same time, that book of redemption was sealed 6,000 years ago. Here in Genesis 3, 24. It was sealed. Completely sealed. Now, what was it? They're sent away. They don't know it. They will not have fellowship with it. They're not going to eat it. They're not going to have nothing to do with it. Until when? Until it becomes fresh. After it becomes fresh, they also prepared. The bride who is supposed to eat it is prepared for 2,000 years. Are you getting lost, Rebecca? Why do you look like me? Why do you look at me like, okay. I lost. Why are you getting it? And I don't quite have any question, just ask, no problem. And I'm not deep. This is simple. I mean, this is it. This is what the prophet explains it. He explains it very well. It's simple. It's just simple. It's just the way it is. It is like that. Verse 3 was sealed. Who is this 3? The book of redemption. And whenever you hear the book of redemption, Jesus is the Bible. Who is the Bible? It's the word of God. In the beginning was the word. The word was God. The word was God. That's God. Is that right? That's Jesus Christ. He was sealed. Nobody knows about it. Sealed. What are seven seals? Seven seals is completion, brother. Seven means simply completion. It was completely sealed. Nobody can eat it. Completely. Seven is number of completion. Seven is complete. It was completely sealed. No man, nobody can eat it. Nobody can touch it. Nobody can come near it. Nobody was worth it. For 6,000 years, nobody. But before then, Adam was eating it. It was not sealed. And I say, if you think that is not true, ask me for a quote. I don't say things like that. Brothers, before I say them, I've researched. I'm not careless, brothers. And if you find me careless, pray for me, talk to me, I'll hear, and I'll change. I'll change my ways. If I come here with anything that's not according to the word, I'll change it, brother, I'll change it. But if I see it, I see it. There's nothing I can do. It's here. I got my work. It's, what do we call that? There's a bad. What do you call that bad? That you see something. I found it the first time I saw it was at Brother Holmes. What do you call that? A bad that when you see something, eh? What do you call that? Parrot, yes. I'm a parrot. I just say what I see. What I hear, I'm just a parrot. I just see what I see. I don't see nothing else. I see it, I can see it anywhere, anytime. Because I see it. Brother, you know when that question came about Adam and God, you know that's something that it has refused to leave me. Because you see, it was a question. When you were saying that Adam was not God, or Adam was God, when I said like that. And I went to find out, brother, that Adam was what God was. Now that's a big question. That's a big thing. Listen, God was the word. God had expressed himself. I'm going to leave the quote maybe on that. God was a lot. God expressed himself. And God became the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Can you get that? Is that clear? Is that clear, Rebecca? Listen again. God was a thought. And he had a thought that he would make himself. So he expressed that thought and he became the Word. Can you get that? Now, he was like that. He was the spoken Word. He was the Word. God was the Word. But now listen. Listen. When Adam was created, was a thought expressed and became a thought of God manifest here on earth. And God called Adam the spoken word. You know, you try to say spoken word seed. Seed. I have a quote that says, he was the spoken word. God was the word. Adam was the word. And everything that was God was the word. And I hope that is not complete. It's not. It's not. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt with us. Who was that? That was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Eden. He was the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt. It's simple, brother. That's not complicated. That's not. It's simple. It's simple for everyone. It's for people like me who know nothing. And Adam, spoken seed word. He says that in one time. Then he comes and says, Adam was the spoken word seed. He uses both words, word seed or seed word, whatever. Okay? Then he comes down in 1965, he says, he was the spoken word. And the prophet says, what did God do? He expressed himself. Now you ask me, am I trying to call? Listen to me, brothers. Let me be free. Let me be free to talk. I'm not saying anything. Let me be free to talk. Now, you tell me, are you trying to call Adam, that he was Jesus? He was, no! That's an idea that you're bringing. No, somebody's, no. Listen. Evelyn, okay. I hope, I'm not using this, am I? Okay, so you may move. That's okay. Everyone told me I got to behave. And I hope everyone I'm behaving. Now, look here. Brothers, Jesus was God. God came from heaven. Listen very carefully. God came from heaven. He created a body. That's it. He created a body. He came from heaven and dwelt in that body. For what purpose? For to redeem the other bodies. Adam and the rest of us. That was the purpose of it. Can you get that? It's as simple as that. That's what he did. He came from heaven. God came from heaven. Can you compare God and me? No. But what does he say? That I become him. I in you. You in me. But I'm still the simple. Can I express it very simply now? I'm still, let me give you an example. Don and Rhoda are one. No doubt about that. Adam and Eve were one. No doubt about that. Manasinia, you are one with Michael. No doubt about that. Can you get that? But when I came in that house, and I want that to Hirubaru. I want you to give me a Hirubaru. And you won't give it to me. And the Michael says, no, God. Do you understand what I mean? You don't. Now, if I come to your house, I want a wheelbarrow. Knock, knock, knock. I want a wheelbarrow. I want to carry some stones on a wheelbarrow. Oh, you're coming with it. Oh, brother Stanley, just take it. And the Michael comes out. Why? He says, no. That goes. Do you understand that? But you are one. You are one. You are Michael. Michael is you. You are one. You are completely one. Rhonda and Don, they are one. They are completely one. No doubt about that. Do you get that? Yeah. But yet, what Don says goes. I and God are one. Do you understand what I mean? I and God are one. But what God says goes, not what Guba says goes. Now you tell me that that is not so, because the prophet created squirrels. Can I tell you something? You look at everything that happened five times, because the other that happened. In fact, those things that you see, like the squirrels, the other squirrels that were created, the other squirrels, I think hearing of Meda or something else. Also, it's not one. Those things just happened continually. It's not recorded, but no, it's recorded, but it doesn't look like it's in the category of this. It's the same. It was the life of the prophet. That was the life of the prophet. But I want you to look at this. I want you to notice this. Every time that the prophet came to make something like that, it was not even him. He did not even initiate it. He's been praying for his wife that, oh Lord, please heal Meda, heal Meda. And now one time when he's preaching and Meda is going to the surgery, here a voice comes. How do you want it? Whatever you want it, that's how it's going to go. He says, I want, when the surgeon goes with that knife to cut that tumor, there's no tumor. That's how I want it. What are you doing here? I'm squealing. I'm hunting squeals. And what do you want? And he thought, okay, whatever. Where do you want the first one? Everything is God, 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 is God. Why? He's God. I'm one with him. I'm God also. But I'm my wife. And his husband. Do you understand what I mean now? So Adam was just like that. How much was Adam? Adam was God. Adam was the Word. Everything that God was, God, Adam was. But he was a lesser. He was the husband. He was the wife. God was God, the husband. What God said went. Not what Adam went. Everything that this might be in you. In other words, it's not even my mind. It's not Adam's mind. It's not Adam's mind for the apparition to come from up, from there to come to Lincoln. It's not Adam's mind. It's God's mind. Let this mind be in you. That was in Christ. I hope. And brothers, if I'm complicating it, please raise up your hand and say, that's complicated. I want, it's simple, brother. It's simple. It's simple. It's so simple. Anybody, but when you complicate it, do you know what? When it's complicated, it overwhelms not only the people that are listening, even you. It overwhelms you. What happens when it overwhelms you? You make the greatest denomination that ever been here on earth. That's how the overwhelming comes. Those people that you see with the great denominations didn't start like that. They started very small. They started very small. They started with wanting to serve God. They wanted with a desire. We are just serving God. They go on, they go on, they go on. Until it's not their will. It's not their desire. It overwhelms them. Make it simple. Stay here. Pray a little boy. Just be there. Just be there. And let God go with you. Whenever you think that now you know it, you can go without God. Brother, you're done. You're completely done. Count yourself out. Until God have mercy on you, you're done. Brother Don is our pastor. We declare that. And we're not joking. Brother Don, you're our pastor. And I love it. Sometimes I get in trouble because of saying that. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry because I don't miss my words. I think you've been with me when you know I don't. When I look at it and I see that's how I go. I find it's not right. I say it's not right. And another thing, when it comes to this one, brothers, forgive me, because brother, I've left so much. I'm sorry about this. I've left so much. I've lost so much in life. Do you know something else, Brother Michael? I've lost my life. If you people don't know, I've lost my life. I don't have a life. I've lost it. You people have plans. How are you gonna retire? I don't. Does that bother me? It doesn't. I've lost it. I've lost everything that I knew of. Because of this one. And now you want me to lose it, brother? That's what kind of, I can't. This is the only thing I'm hanging to. And now you're telling me to. Brother, no, I'm not going to lose it. I can't. This is all my life. This is where I live. Praise be to God. When I see it, I see it. And I thought Don, and the brother, just forgive me. And I thought Don is qualified. That's what I thought. That's what I saw. I saw in Don somebody who is not a dictator. Because if there's anything, brother, that is in me is dictatorship. You know where? Because I've read the strategies. I've come with strategies. I know what brought all the denominations that you see. It's that dictatorship. It's called Nicolaitanic spirit. And that spirit of Nicolaitanic is the same spirit that you see in countries where the dictatorship is. That president comes, like Idi Amin of Uganda. He comes. He's the savior of Uganda. And without him, they are gone. So he's here to save Uganda. And so everybody has got to come and support this because he's saving Uganda. He starts eating you. He starts killing you. For everything, spirit is very selfish. It's just about it. Whenever you see it, Brother Michael, I know you have a minister. And I was thinking when I was there at the back there, this guy is really gifted. You know, that's what I think. Brother Michael is gifted. He can sing very well. He can eat some. He can be an MC. What do you call that? MC, Master of Ceremony. Is that right? MC. He can be a very good MC. He's not here and all. He's gifted. I mean, he's gifted. I'm not like that. Brother Michael. Whenever you see this spirit somewhere, just know God said he hates it. He hates it. Is the beginning of idolatry. The beginning of idolatry started with that. Dictatorship. And it's very selfish. It's about that guy. Idi Amin of Uganda. It's about him. It's about him. If you think that he's not right, why should you think that this is not? I'm the savior. And that kind of mentality. Nobody's saving nobody here. Nobody's saving nobody here. We are directing everybody to one thing: Christ and Him. We don't have any other motive except that. Whenever you see that, Michael, just stop it. Just stop right there. And that's why I said, I would rather have Brother Don. That does not mean Michael cannot be a pastor. He can also become a very good pastor. I don't. That's good. And I love, brother, I love you, Michael. I love you, Brother Don. And I love the way you come. I love the way you come. I love this kind of freedom. I love that. If you think Don is wrong on anything, like a quote, Don is here. Don't become a place where when I ask you a question, Brother Don, you want to fire me. You want to throw me out. Don't do that, Brother Don. I'm your brother. We are free here. We are free here. Even what I'm saying. You are free to think that is not right. What is wrong with that? When that freedom goes, just know it's also going with God. Just know that. There's a way that a man thinketh it's right, and it's the way of getting lost. Now, so he drove them out. Have I really done anything except reading a scripture? I'm sorry. And time is really gone. So I'm just going to stop. Let me just read that and finish and then I'm going to stop. No problem. Can you give me, unless somebody wants it, unless it's burning so much, brother, in you, can you give me Wednesday, Brother Don? Can you give me Wednesday? Or do you have something burning so much? Oh my goodness, I like to talk about this. All right, God bless you. I'm just going to stop somewhere because I want to finish this. That's just scriptures. I want to come with this, and Sister Esther, you can listen to him. And listen, whoever you be, just listen in. And I'm not saying it to be good or great or anything, but I want just to come with it and then bring it to where you can see some few things. And you know this, whether he was, I want to bring sometimes, not now, this Tuesday will just be that, whether he was eating, whether Adam was eating the tree of life. I want to bring some quotes on that. Whether he was eating the tree of life. I want to bring some quotes on that. I also want to bring some quotes on terebinths, although I'm going to bring that whole paragraph. It's a wrong paragraph. I'm going to bring it. I'm going to put it there so that you can see it. Maybe I can jump some paragraphs and put where it, because it connects the cherubims of course it starts with Ezekiel. That's where it is mentioned. From Adam is mentioned in Ezekiel. I think Ezekiel 1. And it comes to Isaiah. Isaiah says that those cherubims, the prophet says, those cherubims that Isaiah was seeing before God was the same cherubim that was in the Garden of Eden. And then he says, is the same cherubim that are here guarding the tree, the book of redemption, because it's Jesus Christ. Wherever God is, listen, wherever God is, there's those cherubims. Wherever God is, there's those cherubims. Have you heard what I've said? Even if you don't believe it like that. have you heard what I said? Wherever God is, is surrounded by those cherubims. Wherever God is. Now God came. God came as the Holy Ghost. When he died, he went up, he came back as the Holy Ghost. Is that right? He was again surrounded by the prophet. He was again surrounded by cherubims. The prophet asked, who are these cherubims? He says, it's Matthew, John, Mark, and Luke. I don't know how to say them, but Luke I know is the last one, and Matthew is the first one. I think it's John, is Matthew, John, it's Matthew, Mark, John, and Luke, like that. Those are the cherubims, guarding that. Now he asks, how are they guarding that? I'm going to bring someone on that, but because it's just, how are they guarding that? He says, Matthew says, we shall baptize in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Now he's guarding that. You cannot come and you cannot come in the name. You cannot come and baptize in the titles. Because he said here in the name. He says he's guarding that. You cannot do nothing to it. Now listen. After that, I'll bring something like this. When the seals are open, he says, I've been sitting on my Father's throne. He says like that, is that right? I'm sitting on my Father's throne. Is that what he says? I'm sitting on. When the seals are open, I'll be sitting. I'm not going to say that, but I'll take my throne. What is his throne? The prophet says his throne is the wife's heart. That is his throne. Is that right? Yeah. Again, cherubims will be there. Wherever he is, cherubims are there. Now, cherubims were telling Adam, because the sacrifice had not been done. We're telling Adam, Adam, no, you cannot eat this. Cain, no, and Abel, you cannot eat this. And the prophet is going to say, they came right there. Very close to the presence. They were looking for the presence of God, and they were coming to sacrifice there. But they could not get the revelation. It was not open. Until the seals were open. Now, when the seals are open, you see those cherubims again. And the first one says, come and see. What does the prophet say the cherubims were? The lion was. He says, is the spirit that you were given at that time so that you can see the deception to combat the devil in the first stage. Is that right? That's how it protects it. That's how it protects the throne. Okay, I'll come with that. I'll come with that. I'll bring a quote on that. Maybe sometimes, but those cherubims are cherubims. Those were cherubims. All right. And the priest of the east of the Garden of Eden, cherubism. And a flaming sword, what is the flaming sword? He says, It's the same sword of the Holy Ghost. It's the same fire of the Holy Ghost. It's the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's the same. He says, now the Holy Ghost brings you. Okay. Which stand every way to keep the way. Now, listen. Listen very carefully. Those words are very... that you can preach that. Five sermons or something. To keep the way. Who is the way? He says, I'm the way. He says, I'm the way. And the life. He's the tree of life. And he's the way to go to that tree of life. You cannot go there without him. To that tree of life. You cannot go to God without him. I'm the way and the life. All this is in the Bible. You put this thing in the Bible from the Bible. I'm the bread of life. You eat manna and you are dead. I'm the bread of life that when you eat it, you live forever. He's the only thing that Adam could eat and have eternal life. Nothing more. All right, let's come here. Now. No, can I stop there? I think I can stop there. If I get into that, it'll be something else. But let's say it was Jesus Christ. There were two trees. It goes down and goes like that. Down there, what form was he in the Garden of Eden? But there's another quote that I didn't put there. Maybe I can read that and cross. I didn't put that quote there. I'm going to read just lunch there. In that quote. It's not there. But in the book called Preaching 1956, 20th January, Preaching 1956, that 0120, Fellowship with God through Reconciliation, paragraph 63. Prophet says like this, Eve was the most beautiful woman that was ever on the earth. She was God's perfect thought of a woman. And Adam was the most perfect man that lived. When he was made manifest in Christ. I'm saying in Christ. Adam was in Christ. That's quite a statement, brother. Adam was in Christ. In the Garden of Eden, Adam was in Christ. Don't think it's a tree. No, he was Christ. Okay, another one here. That's a wrong quote, and I can read it. How he was God and how pretty and everything. He was so great. He talks about that. Down there, there's another one. In the book called All Things. I'm just going to read that. It's just a statement. Since that time, that's been God's only place of fellowship to meet with God. Since when? Since the fall. Fellowship to meet with man. Since the fall. That's what he says. You can read up there. All Things, Preached 1962, November 24th in the evening. He says, before there, he met him in the Garden of Eden. That's where they were fellowshipping. Redemption. What is the blood for? What, you know, we're talking about that this tree, this Jesus, could not be eaten until he became flesh. Is that right? There's a quote like that. I was going to that quote, but now I can leave it because of time. But there's that. You know it, that this tree could not be eaten until he becomes flesh. Is that right? Why was Jesus to become flesh? And even the idea, I mean, brothers, what is the idea of Jesus becoming fresh? Why was Jesus becoming fresh? Who is Jesus? God, is that right? Why was God becoming fresh? The prophet is a very simple answer. God was a spirit. Is that right? Is that right? God was a spirit. Can he die as a spirit? No. And he needs to die to save Adam, is that right? So he had to become fresh. So in other words, God becoming fresh in the Garden of Eden, and now I'm not talking about predestination. If you bring predestination, then now you're mixing mathematics. You're mixing multiplication and division and or minus. You're mixing it. I am not saying that God did not know. God knew. God knew Adam and Paul. God knew he'd become fresh. God knew all this, but it had not happened. Can you get what I'm saying? It had not happened. In the Garden of Eden, Adam was perfect. Perfect. Even the death of Jesus Christ, Adam did not need it. For what? Adam did not need the death of the tree. He's eating it. He's enjoying it. He doesn't need it. Now, let me do that. Let me do that quote here. And I would like to finish this. I left to the other terminologies. I would like to finish this. Especially on this. No, brother, no, on this. Not terra beams, just on this. Just on this. I would like to finish this. Now listen. Since that time, that's been so. Since the fall, this has been only God's place of fellowship. What? Redemption. What? Blood. That's where you meet God, with God. Sacrifice. When something has died, that's where you meet with God. Now, God's only place of worship to meet with man. Before there, he met him in the Garden of Eden. He met man in the Garden of Eden. No blood had to be necessary there. No redemption was to be necessary there. It was not necessary. Blood was not necessary in the Garden of Eden. For what? It was not necessary. Brothers and sisters, listen very carefully. Whoever is listening, listen very carefully. If you throw this idea that there are two segments, it's as simple as that, there are two segments. Before the fall and after the fall, if you make those, brother, what are you going to make? You, if God does not help you, you're going to make a very good denomination. You're going to make a very good denomination. And there's no good denomination. A big one. There's two segments. There was a time when, but now. How about God? How about God? Because you are dealing with Adam and God. You talk about the two covenants. Now listen. You know, you bring the two covenants. There are two covenants. Yeah, that's true. There were two covenants. The first covenant was with Adam. Adam, you do, I do. Is that right? That's good. Does that prevent God from saving Adam? Adam do, I'll do. But Adam did not do. Does that mean that he's not going to be saved? That is for God's use. It's a tool of God's use. God still saved Adam. The prophet is going to ask you. And the other one is Abraham's covenant. Abraham, I've already done it. Do I tell you something, brother? Even in Adam, he had already done it. The prophet said he had already given him the breath of life. And the prophet says, but tell me that Adam died. He said, before God, not Adam, God had come. Adam, you do, I'll do. That does not prevent God from achieving his point. Is that right? Adam, you do, I'll do. Adam, you did not do it, but still I'll come. Because you are my son, you cannot get lost. That did not deter Adam from eternity. Are you getting what I'm saying? You're not. Now listen. Listen, let me explain it now and sit down. There are two covenants. Rebecca, there are two covenants. The first covenant was Adam, you do, and I'll do. In other words, you not die. If you, Adam, don't eat. There's something for you to do, don't eat. I would have liked to read those quotes. There's a quote that says, all things are of him, for him, and by him. All things. You talk about free moral agency, they are of him. Even that covenant is of him, is of God. There's a purpose for God to use. Now he says, Adam, You eat zero, you don't eat, and you never die. That's the covenant. Adam, you do, and I'll do. Do you understand that? Another covenant here is Abraham. Abraham, I've already saved you. I've already saved you. Adam, I'll save you if you do this. That does not deter God. You know, make sure you understand this. That did not stop Adam eternity. Adam being eternal like that. Do you understand what I mean? Adam was still eternal. Adam was still eternal. When he ate and he had been told by God that you don't eat, he was still eternal. What happened? He died in the body. He dropped the body. He dropped the body. There's that. But Adam was still eternal. And it's God's business to come and save him. I'll do. That does not deter God. So God comes and saves Adam. And the prophet asks, Are you saying that Adam was saved? He says, yes. Don't you know that before Adam died, God had slaughtered a goat, an animal. He had shed blood. What is the same blood? To save him. God came to save him. Don't use those covenants. Please don't use those covenants to mean that it holds God. Therefore, the use of God. Free moral agents. Listen. Free moral agents is for this. According to what I've seen. I've seen in the prophet's message. It's for this. It's for God to be a good judge. That is what he says in the book called Marriage and Force. That if somebody says, I go to hell, you go to heaven. I'm not accuse God. You. Why did you take me to hell? And you take her to heaven. Why? Because I'll see what I did. It's like I refused. But everything is controlled by him. We control nothing. It's by him. What God wants is what goes. Don't bring those things to tie God's heart. No. Say, Adam, why did Adam then fall? And the prophet is saying, Adam, as a son of God, could not fall. Is that right? Is it like that? Why did he fall then? Don't tie God. Brother, God is God. All things are possible, and he's got to achieve what he wants. To achieve it. According to God, Adam could not fall. He didn't even fall. The fall was brought by the woman. Adam just followed him. Adam just went to get her. And God knew that. But God knew all these things. If you have a question, please. And another thing, Brother Don, let's not have this. I've seen it here in America. And it's very much also maybe I did not interact with other churches like I do here. But when you ask a question, it's like you're fighting. No, you're free. Medicine, let me tell you something. You know we are friends. No, we are good friends. There's nothing wrong in saying, Brother Gumba, that's wrong. That's not right. What you're saying is not correct. There's nothing. That does not make the following day you see me in your house, Brother Michael. Because you are still brothers and sisters. Does it not be that when you touch something like, I'm not God, I can be wrong. Who tells you I cannot be wrong? Let's not be like gods. That when you touch something that somebody preached. And another thing, Brother Don, you don't have your, you have your sermon that you prepare, but you don't have your quotes. And my quotes and somebody's quotes. No, these are quotes. These are quotes by the prophet. And you can go. And another thing, if you want to transcribe this, just transcribe. Do anything you want. Just bring it. And if I'm wrong, does it mean that I cannot be wrong in whatever I brought? I can be wrong. Just bring to my attention. What will I do if it's wrong? I'm going to make it right away. Then I'm going to get back here and say, this was wrong. And this was right. This was wrong. Brother, let's be free. That way, God will deal with us. God wants honesty. God wants a heart that is honest. That is nothing else but glorifying him. He has no other motive. I want to worship him. I want to glorify him. I want to belong to him. I want to serve him. Let's pray. Father, sometimes we have our own ideas of how we're going to come. And we have ideas, big ideas. I'm going to say this, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say this. But Lord, you have your way. And your way is the best way, Lord. If there's anything, Father, that has been said, that's not you, take it out. But if there's something that, Lord God, you said, that it stick into all the people that will be listening in, glory and honor, then come back unto you. Thank you for all these great things you've done unto us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. I don't know how to finish it. Do you want Brother Dawn?
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. And who's the tree of life? Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's not a different tree today than it was back there. It's the same tree. And it's the same Christ. It's the same God. The same one. And we thank him for that. And I think we read it on Wednesday. Brother Branham said that we know, and this was in the seal book, we know that it was eternal life that Adam lost. And that eternal life that he lost was in flesh, because eternal life can't die. So the flesh died. So that eternal life was still there. And I was thinking about those two covenants. Why did God give a covenant on condition when he knew he was going to give a covenant unconditional? And an eternal covenant was always the covenant in God's mind from before the foundation of the world. So if we have a covenant today, what we call eternal covenant, then that was the mind of God before the foundation of the world. That's what it was always going to be. But yeah, we came through a condition. We came through a condition. And Brother Branham, he said, after he gave Adam a conditional covenant, then he said it was necessary that God would make man to need salvation, so that he could express his attributes. So Adam had to be under something that he could fall from. It had to be something there that would be a fall so that God could express his attributes. And so that's the beauty of what Brother Goomba is saying this morning. That's what the whole thing is. It's just God bringing his attributes to manifest himself. And there's no other way that Adam could have had eternal life without having God. And so, or that he could be there. It was the fall that separated him from God. That's it. So if it separated him from God, then he was one with God before. And so I like what Brother Goomba said. Let's not complicate it. The prophet came to simplify it. And that's exactly what he did. He simplified it. And he made the revelation so simple. And it was a mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world. It was something that Brother Branham said, it was when he was talking about the seventh seal, he said, nobody knew. Nobody knew what it was. He said it was a complete secret. And he said, then when he revealed it, there was a half hour silence. When he's making it known, everything went silent. And he said, but we know. He's revealed it in every scripture and all the way through. He was showing it in every type and every shadow and every scripture and everything. All the time he was showing it. And so that's part of the secret right there. If he turns around and says, just look there. And there it is right there. That all of this was pointing to it. We can turn right around and look at it and now see that it was right in front of us. Brother Branham said it's like that picture where there's something in there, but you don't see it until it's pointed out to you. And so that's why Brother Branham said the Bible became a new book. He said it was in there. Now God has let you see what it was. And we're just so blessed. We're just so blessed. Amen. So, Brother, would you like to just come lead a song? And like Brother Gumba, when he comes, you have to, that preaching spirit's still here, and so you have to hold back. So it'll get you. And so we'll let's sing a song before we go. Amen. Let us stand.
The thing I'm blessed. I am blessed. Oh, I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning till I lay my head to prayers. We know God's got his hand rest on each one of his children. If you have a need, just take it before him. If you want to reach out to one of the brothers or one of the sisters, remember in prayer, just give them a call, shoot them a text, whatever. We're always here for each other. That's how God works. It's through his body. So, Lord bless you. Y'all are dismissed. Amen.